533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, January 14th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I got another text message, Mark Sheboygan, Patriot, listening. The Detroit Lions will be hosting the Washington Commanders on Saturday at 8 o'clock. The Philadelphia Eagles will be hosting the Los Angeles Rams at 4:30 on Saturday. Yes, I know that. That was a test that I put out there this morning to see how many sports fans, how many NFL fans are out there, who was paying attention. Jeff was the first one in Oscoda. Mark, you're the second one in Sheboygan. So kudos to you guys. Yes, unfortunately, we won't get a showdown in Motown with Matthew Stafford unless the Lions beat the Washington Commanders, the lowest seed, by the way, in the playoffs, and Stafford beats the Philadelphia Eagles, which I would absolutely love to see him knock them off. Personally, I think the Philadelphia Eagles is a really tough team for the Lions to beat to get into the Super Bowl. So I would love to see Matthew Stafford and the Rams go out there to Philadelphia and beat them, take them out, and then come to Detroit for the NFC Championship. That would be awesome. So we'll see how this plays out. Interesting, but yes, Mark, kudos to you for the information. Lions playing the Washington Commanders at 8. The Philadelphia Eagles hosting Matthew Stafford in the LA Rams at 4:30 on Saturday. Saturday is going to be awesome. Absolutely going to be two great football games to watch. Well, technically, the first Republican candidate to announce his candidacy for governor in 2026 came out at 6:56 this morning. As I was monitoring the news, I got a news alert. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt announced this morning that he's running for governor, becoming the first Republican to formally announce his running for that position. Nesbitt, who turns 45 later this month, is in his second term in the state Senate after having served three terms in the House. Now, just so you know, because of the new Proposal 1 term limits, he's basically term limited out, not able to run for Senate again for a third term. His three terms in the House took place before Proposal 1 passed, I believe, so he's not eligible to serve another four-year term in the Senate. Prior to his time in the Senate, Nesbitt served as the Michigan State Lottery Commissioner, having been appointed by Governor Rick Snyder to that post back in 2017. He also worked as a legislative director in the U.S. House in Washington. Early in his career, he clerked for former state representative and state senator Tom George. I know Tom. I remember talking to him back in 2010. Eric and his wife Tricia have two children, where they are raising on a family farm. Number three baby is on the way. This is his statement, basically, why he's running for governor. The people of Michigan have been left behind under Democrat rule as they've raised taxes, wasted a $9 billion surplus, chose politically motivated corporate handouts over fixing our roads, and tried to impose their left-wing ideology on all of us, Nesbitt said. As governor, I will put Michigan first by supporting taxpayers over the woke left, empowering parents, keeping families safe, and standing with President Trump to revive our manufacturing industry and make Michigan great again. It's time to start putting the people of Michigan first. That's why I'm running for governor. Let's get to work. So, first Republican to formally announce his run for governor here in the state of Michigan. And he's put out a little video this morning, 6:26 a.m., showing his centennial farm, him driving a truck, him working out with the animals, driving a tractor, walking with an elderly woman, I believe that's his mom, his wife and the two girls he's pushing on swings, them going for a walk in the woods. Really, a down-to-earth farmer almost. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a boy and a girl. He has a boy and an older daughter. So I'll share this. I'll retweet this on my Twitter X account so you can take a look at it and see it there. Very good video. Well done. Kind of interesting how he has a semi, Nesbitt Farms, on the side with the MDOT number, tossing a bale of hay, ending EV mandates, standing with Donald Trump, bringing back manufacturing, wearing a hard hat in a factory, showing pictures of downtown Detroit, downtown Lansing. He's going to ban sanctuary cities. And he protects the Second Amendment as he's shooting both a handgun and an AR-15 rifle. Pretty interesting. So, first one to announce, Eric Nesbitt, N-E-S-B-I-T-T. You know what? I'm going to see. Can I see this on YouTube? No, I don't see it. He's got a tractor and a map of Michigan, Lower Peninsula, Upper Peninsula, Eric Nesbitt for governor. So I'm going to reach out to Eric, get to know him a little bit, see if I can get him on the show, and we'll talk to him. Have a conversation with him about why he's announced, why he's running, and see how much money he's willing to put into this campaign and get his message out. And see how he plans to become the next governor of the state of Michigan. It's going to be a very competitive primary. Talking with Kevin Rinke, looks like he may get in. He's not really sure, depending on who gets in. He's also discussing different options about running his campaign this time compared to the way he did it back in 2022. So, very, very interesting. But here we are, not even the halfway point of January, and we have the first Republican candidate, Eric Nesbitt, running for governor. Curious to see if he runs any TV ads during the playoffs or during the Super Bowl. If he does, that would be very reminiscent of what Rick Snyder did back in 2010 when nobody statewide really knew who he was. Ran that TV commercial during the Super Bowl and labeled himself the nerd. So, pretty interesting. kind of glad to see something happening on the Republican side. Coming into Monday's inaugural address by President Trump, getting sworn into office on Monday. Good timing. Kudos to Eric for that. I think the timing of it was strategic. I think it's a good way to do it. And coming out here on Tuesday, while all the legislators are back in Lansing, and him being the minority leader in the Senate, good time for him to do it. Just like Jim Runstedt running for Michigan GOP chair, well, not a whole lot going to be happening in the state Senate. One of the reasons not a whole lot happening is because of Speaker Matt Hall showing some major changes in the rules in the House, focusing in on subpoena powers to investigate the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. Going to be pretty interesting. And is the governor going to work with Matt Hall in order to try to get some things accomplished? So we shall see exactly how this unfolds. I got a story relative to that, as well as other stories in Lansing. So we're going to get into all that conversation. We're going to get into everything. And I think that this is definitely, definitely something that we will be having many discussions about. So I'm looking forward to meeting Eric, talking with him, and having him on the show. Got a short little story in the next segment. Finish up this hour. Michigan Democratic Party. LeVara Barnes is not running for re-election. It's an open seat. And the Democrats are already starting to throw bombs at each other. Senator Curtis Hertel, who lost his congressional race, well, the AFL-CIO endorsed him, and another candidate running against him, Mark Ludwig, he made quote of the day yesterday on MERS. When finding out about the endorsement, yeah, whatever. The establishment lining up against the establishment. Pray tell. A little bit of infighting in the Democrat Party as well. Short break, final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages, housekeeping, like to do before. Robert in Sheboygan, this morning listening to the repeat of yesterday's show, texted me Jim. He wanted the phone number to Senator Jim Runstad, who's running for Michigan GOP chair. Robert, are you a precinct delegate? Are you going to be going to your Sheboygan County convention on January 30th? Text me back and let me know. Greg O'Neill texting in this morning. He laughed at my little trick I pulled on you guys to see if you guys were paying attention, if you were following the NFL playoffs or not. He laughed at me and said, I got it. I just thought you were confused. With regards to Dr. Gary offering the robotic laser light pain treatment therapies, Stacy over there in Sheboygan downtown office says insurance doesn't cover it, Randy, because Big Pharma doesn't make any money off of it. Actually, it replaces medication, heals the cells in your damaged areas, your joints, wherever the pain is, potentially avoiding surgery. So, of course, they're not going to want to embrace this. If everybody started using it, well, guess what? They'd go out of business. So, yeah, very, very, very interesting. Let's see. Oh, one little quick hitter I'm going to get into. Governor doesn't rule out saving the tipped wage. We're going to talk about this with Ian Murphy in the next segment. Also find out more about these solar panel farms up here in northern Michigan. We're going to talk about this probably in the bottom of the hour. From Detroit yesterday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer did not rule out signing legislation that would amend the tip wage and earn sick leave, saying only in a response to reporters' questions, I'll continue to watch and see what they come up with. The governor spoke with the media for about 3 minutes following a bill signing event on last year's legislation to create a $60 million Michigan Innovation Fund. Another one of her pet little money laundering schemes to give grant money away to corporations so that they can turn around and donate to Democrat candidates. It's basically all this is. Michigan Innovation Fund, Michigan Strategic Fund, Michigan Economic Development Corporation. sore. I mean, how many more of these departments and funds can she come up with? We're going to talk about this later in the show today. One of the other things in this situation that they're dealing with, the reason that she did the press conference down in Detroit on the eve of the Republican-controlled House first legislative hearing on the issue. Today, this Tuesday, Protecting Michigan Employees and Small Business Committee is scheduled to discuss House Bills 4001 and 4002, which would basically preserve Michigan's tipped wage credit system, would gradually raise the state's hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour in 2029 and offer more employer flexibility regarding paid sick time leave per the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling. The Senate Democrats have put forward their own proposals on both issues and are scheduled, which are scheduled, the changes are scheduled to take effect February 21st. Heard the summer Michigan Supreme Court ruling. However, Whitmer's remarks yesterday afternoon indicated she is right now refraining from putting her own proposal into the mix. I understand that there's desire on one side of the aisle to have that conversation. I'll continue to watch and see what they come up with. Basically, the left-leaning managing director of Progress Michigan, Denzel McCampbell, is describing these two bills, House Bills 4001 and 4002, as getting the process wrong. They are basically trying to gut the laws that ignited the Michigan Supreme Court ruling, linking it back to the 2018 ballot initiatives. In 2018, legislators led by Republicans adopted the ballot initiatives to gradually eliminate Michigan's tip wage system, boost the minimum wage, and to create new earned sick time standards. The action kept the citizen-led proposals off the statewide ballot that fall. Well, this past summer, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that those actions were unconstitutional. They then came out with a ruling as to what their interpretation should have been based on the proposals, which never got on the ballot. So, legal fights going on in Lansing. Let's see if the Republicans can negotiate with the Democrats and send something to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Next half hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.